I'm David Ware, and this is a Capital Snapshot. In 1833, Governor John Pope chose the site for Arkansas's new territorial capital. Two blocks, situated on a bluff overlooking the Arkansas River, just west of the stone outcrop that gave the town its name. To design it, the governor chose Kentucky-based architect Gideon Shryock, designer of the Kentucky State House. Shryock drew up plans for the Arkansas capital, and in March 1833 sent his associate George Wigert to Little Rock with the drawings. Pope liked the plans, but told the Arkansas Gazette that they were on too large and expensive a scale. So he and Wigert modified the design, reducing the size of the structure somewhat using brick instead of stone for exterior walls and scaling back on decorations. Political controversies and accusations of fraud and theft played out in local newspapers, but work on the building, dubbed Pope's Folly by local wags, progressed. By 1836, the new state house was deemed done enough to host the first General Assembly of the new state of Arkansas. I'm Capitol historian David Ware. For the Arkansas Secretary of State's office, this has been a Capitol Snapshot.